All right, we're going to go ahead and call to order the Gateway at Sand Hollow, Public Infrastructure District Number 1. Today is August 13th. It's 2026. It's 3:05 p.m. I'm Michael Jensen with Snow Jensen and Reese. So for the call to order, if everyone could state their name for the recording, we'll start with the board. Brent, your chair, would you like to start?
Sure, Brent Moser.
Tim Tippett, board member.
Shelby Clymer with CLA, district accountant.
We do have Christy Barker. Christy, is there any members of the public?
No.
Okay. So, board, first up, I'm going to let Shelby take over with the quarterlies.
Okay. All right. So, board, this first document I'm sharing is the expenditure listing for first quarter of 2026. So first quarter amounts totaled $722,464.88. This includes some draws from the escrow accounts that are still on the district's books. Also included the debt service interest payment on the bonds that occurred in March 1st, and then some administrative costs as well. And then the second quarter listing, the amounts here totaled $472,808.92. Consists again of some of the escrow draws and then administrative costs. We did separately indicate here there was a duplicate payment made on an invoice from CLA. So just kind of noted that that was a duplicate payment. We're working to get that cleared up. Any questions or discussion on the expenditure listings?
None here. I've already reviewed these.
Thanks, Tim.
Hey, could I get a motion to approve those expenditure listings?
So move.
Thanks.
Second.
Thanks, Brent. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, that's unanimous.
Okay. I am going to just review the June financial statements. The March financials were also attached, but June will encompass both quarters, so I don't think we need to go through the two separately here. So starting on the balance sheet for the district, total assets at the end of June were about 2.5 million. The majority of that's in the capital projects fund for about 2.3 million for the funds sitting in the escrow account. I believe that Matt's had some discussion with you all about kind of working through to get those moved to a developer-held escrow account, but at this time still in the district's name. About 183,000 of assets in the debt service fund, restricted to those bonds, and then about 48,000 in the general fund. I did want to point out that we have this due from other districts of 33,000 here. This represents the amount of legal fees that have been paid specific to PIDs 2 and 3 from the PID 1 account. So we've reflected a receivable there, anticipating that PID 2 and PID 3 would reimburse PID 1 at some point. This prepaid expense of 1600, that represents that duplicate payment to CLA that I pointed out as
All
well.
right.
Next page is the general fund budget to actual. Revenue just consists of a small amount of interest income that's been earned, and then expenditures of about 34,000, consisting of accounting and legal. We do anticipate that audit and insurance will kind of hit the financials in Q3 of this year. And then would just point out, kind of as you can see, that legal to date is exceeding the budget. So that stands at 24,000 as of June. Next page is the, sorry, Brent, did you have a question?
Oh, I just said okay.
Okay.
Sorry, I'll be quiet. Sorry.
No, you're okay. Next page is the debt service fund budget to actual revenues here, about 134,000, which consists of property taxes from the 2025 tax levy that were collected in 2026, as well as interest income. And then expenditures totaled 224,000 for the annual paying agent fee to UMB for their service to the district, and then that interest payment on the bonds of about 220,000. Then last page here is the capital projects fund. Again, interest income totals here about 46,000 through June, and then capital outlay expenditures from those escrow draws about 938,000. So I'll stop there. Any questions or any further discussion on the financials?
So we're still positive, right?
Yes. Yeah.
In terms of
Not being in the hole.
Yeah, we are.
Yes, Tim, you're not bankrupt.
No, I can see that. Okay.
All right. If there's no other questions, what I need then is a motion to accept the financials as presented.
So
So moved.
moved. Second.
Ooh, that was a tie.
Oh,
So
good.
thanks, Brent, for just doing the
Second,
second.
it's fine.
All right. All those in favor say aye.
Hi.
All right, that's unanimous. So Brent, as soon as I work out the issues that DA Davidson asked me to with Blair, look for a share file from me. That way you can get
Yeah.
it signed and we can get it turned in.
Yeah, and I just saw your email, so
Okay.
to Blair.
Okay, perfect. All right, last thing I need is a motion to adjourn then.
So moved.
Yeah, second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay. Good to talk. Good to see you, Tim.
Okay.
Yeah,
See
All right.
you
Thanks,
guys.
Michael.